What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 3 of Flame Over TY. I know I took a little break. Just had some things going on that I'm trying to, get together. So I took a little break. I'm back now. Back like I never left. Today's episode, we're going to talk about edibles. Now, when I'm doing this, I'm usually smoking on something, but not today. I'll say like maybe 30 to 45 minutes ago, I ate a cookie. My girl, she made some edibles, made the butter, and she made a batch of cookies. So that's what I just took, and I'm starting to feel the effects. Like, I feel good. Like, it's not a bad high. Because I've eaten edibles and it was a bad high. I didn't want to be high anymore. But right now, it's pretty cool. Like, I'm relaxed. With my eyes, you can tell, like, that I'm high. Look like I smoked something because my eyes are really red and kind of low right now. If you see me right now, you would think that I just smoked something, but no, I'm off of edible. Feeling good. But a lot of people, they tweak when they take edibles. Because I gave a couple of them out, and the people I gave them to, they tweaked on them. Like, one friend was like, "Oh my God, I shouldn't have ate both of them." Like, she ate two of them and she was freaking out a little bit. Another person said they felt like they were gonna die. But it was their first time taking them. And I guess they probably panicked or whatever. Because I remember when I first ate one, didn't follow the rules. I ate one and I didn't feel it right away. It seemed like I ain't feel it. So, of course, I ate another one. I think I probably ate about 3 cookies and regretted it because I was like really, really high. Didn't want to be high in the moment. Like, oh man, I can't wait till this shit go down. That's the thing about edibles. If you get them off the street, you don't really know the dosage amount that you're getting in them. So you really don't know how you're going to get. Like, in the dispensary, you could go get one. It tells you the dosage. So you kind of have an idea on how high you're going to get. But if you get them from somewhere else, you really don't know. Because I've gotten them before and had one and didn't feel anything off the one. And I had to take another one in order to feel it. Like, I'm not sure if it's because my tolerance is high or not. I don't know. But yeah, edibles are tricky. Because it don't have the same effect on people. Just like if you smoke, it don't have the same effect. But all in all, I like edibles. That's another thing I want to like, because I'm seeing a lot of people selling edibles online, like on Facebook and IG. Like, how do they, I wonder how they make them, because I know my fiance, she makes them. Like, I save the stems. It's a little trick, in case y'all didn't know, how you can make it edible. Simple. I smoke a lot, so I save my stems. And I'll say maybe like 7 grams of stems. And what she does, I never done it, but I watched her do it. She just, you could break the stems down, like grind them up, or put them in a blender and just let them soak in butter for maybe like 5, 6 hours. Then after that, you drain the butter and you let it freeze, and then voila, you got canna butter. That's how she makes it. Now I'm wondering, I'm like, because it's a lot of people that do it, and like if you use weed, I never use weed to make it. Like I wonder if people like go by a Zipper Kush, which is like, it depends, maybe like between no more than 200 for a zip. Now, do they use the whole zip? Because I be seeing people making whole meals, having whole events. Like that's a lot of weed, and I don't think the profit is enough. So I wonder, do people use Reggie? Like, I wonder would that have the same effect if you cook, Reggie? Like how you make the butter? Like if you use Reggie instead of Kush stems or weed, like is it gonna get you high? I want to try that, but I really don't know where to get Reggie from to even try it. But if you know, leave a comment down below, because I'm going to post this on my YouTube channel. So leave a comment down there and let me know how you make edibles, like step by step, or let me know what you use, because I would like to know that, because I'm seeing more and more people selling edibles. Now I have a couple stories of people that was tweaking off edibles. This one guy, he didn't think it was nothing. He ate a half a cookie and he was like, "Oh, this ain't shit." This was years ago, probably like 2012. I'll say like 2011, 2012. That was like my first time even having an edible ever in my life. And yeah, I think it was around that time. Anyway, he had one, had a half one. He was like, "This ain't shit." And then he ate another half and just started throwing up. I'm like, "What the fuck?" I don't know why he started throwing up, because I never, this was my first time even dealing with edibles. So I still don't, to this day, don't know why he threw up, because I never saw anyone do that. I'm not gonna say no names or whatever. He a good dude, but yeah, he threw up off that shit. That shit was wild. But yeah, so edibles, I don't think it's for everyone, because it gets you like get you real high. Now for the people who say they don't get high off of weed, then I would suggest trying the edible. Now, so if you have any seed, I mean any stems, send them my way, because I collect them. Right now, I got a decent amount, but I'm trying to let it build up so I can make a big batch, or so she can make a big batch. She had some left over, but I was pissed her sister threw it away on accident because she didn't know what it was. So I could have had some more edibles for you guys, but next time I make some, I'm gonna give some away. And just now, I don't have no more edibles now, so I think I'm gonna try to get some from the dispensary. I'm gonna see. I know they taxing, but I know someone who got a car, so I'm gonna go with them. Get it for the low. Not for the low, but not paying any taxes. I'm gonna see what's to it. I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm gonna do a little vlog when I go to the dispensary. Also, I'm putting it up same day when I put this up. It's a tutorial, blunt rolling tutorial, done by a friend of mine. It's a rolled in the backwood. You know, I really just smoke papers, but I know everybody else smoke backwoods and swishes and blunts and all that. So I did a little tutorial. Well, my friend did because he's a pro at it. He know how to pearl them. So look out for that on my YouTube channel. And up next, we gonna let y'all know what's going on around the world. I don't know what to call this segment, but it's just basically weed news. Comment down below. Help me name the segment. You know, when we talk about the different what's going on around the world as far as marijuana. I need a name for it. So I want y'all to help me with that. But before I do that, I'm gonna let y'all know about 8 things you need to know before you eat marijuana edibles. First off, you want to start off small. Get a small amount. Maybe, I'll say start off with, if you get a cookie, eat a half a cookie. Same with a brownie. Because I really don't know the dosage. The dosage amount. But in the dispensary, they say 5 milligrams. You should start off with something small like that. And also, you gotta be patient. The first one will start small. The second one is you gotta be patient because, you know, like me, you can eat one and not feel the effects and eat two more. Whole time they gonna kick in. About the same time, and you're gonna be high as hell, because, like, really, you could, it can take up to 2 hours for it to even kick in. So just, you know, be patient. Don't rush it. It's gonna, trust me, it's gonna kick in. And another one, you gotta understand the edible high. You know, all highs aren't created equal. Like weed high, when you hit the joint or the blunt, it almost kicks in immediately. But you know, not with edibles, it takes time. And it's like a bigger punch. Like a psychedelic punch. Cause it depends on how it is. You're going to wish you wasn't even high. Like, you could get that high. It's not a bad high to me, like, because I still do it anyway. You feel me? Another one, enjoy in a safe place where you're comfortable at. Know where you're getting it from. And most importantly, hide your stash. If you got kids, if you got people that don't indulge in marijuana, you know, keep it out that way. Just keep it in a safe place, you know, so can't nobody really get to it, you know, because, you know, if you got small kids running around and they see some gummy bears, they not going to think, oh, don't touch it. They gonna eat it, and they gonna be really high, and you probably get in trouble. So, just keep it out the way. Just keep it in a safe place. All right, that's it. Next up is the news. All right, the first thing on the news docket. I don't know why I just said that, but anyway, the first thing that we got up here is something I'm excited about because I plan on trying it maybe this weekend or next weekend. I don't know. I plan on trying it real soon. It's a party bus that you could smoke on. It's a weed tour party bus. And it's called Looper. You can download the app. Looper. Looper. And you go on there and get the tickets. The tickets are, I believe, $55. And it's a weekend thing. On Saturday and Sundays, you could go on these tours. They have different themes, like Chicago Pizza and Pot Tour, 420 Dispensary Tour, Chicago Nightlife Tour, different shit. And I know actually it's during the week as well. So on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. Oh yeah, that's dope. I definitely can't wait to do that. I'm definitely gonna vlog it so y'all can see it. I looked it up in other cities. Looks cool. You can bring your own weed on the bus. You can smoke on the bus. So that's definitely a plus. And it's a decent sized party bus too. So if you go with a group of friends, shit, go by yourself, whatever, because there's people on there, so you're gonna meet people. Anywhere there's weed involved, I think it's like a cool, chill environment. So I can't wait for that. I can't wait for y'all to see it because I'm definitely gonna vlog it. So look for that. That's soon. That's real soon because I might go this weekend. Not 100% sure, but I might go. Again, it's called Looper. Looper. You can just go on their website or you could just download the app. Right, here go the news. Like I was saying, keep all your edibles out of reach. Here go a story in Chicago. Three teenagers taken to the hospital after eating pot-laced granola bars. I'm sure they probably knew what it was. Underestimated how they was getting started tweaking in school. They was 14 and 15 year olds, so I definitely know they was tweaking. So just be careful who y'all leave y'all edibles around, so nothing like this won't happen. They was in school tweaking half they ass. They had to go to the hospital. And more news around the world. NFL player Craig Robinson. Who did he play for? The Cleveland Browns. I know he's a offensive lineman for the Cleveland Browns. He's facing 20 years after being busted with 157 pounds of weed. Like, come on, bro. It says here, yeah, he is an offensive lineman. He got pulled over, wow, in a rented vehicle. I'm sorry, I'm reading it through. Oh man, that shit sucks. All right, I'm gonna read it for y'all. Craig Robinson, an offensive lineman who played last season for the Cleveland Browns, was in Texas jail on Wednesday after getting booked by the DEA at a checkpoint near the El Paso, Mexico border. They check almost everything in El Paso. If you go through there, they gonna strip your car down. I don't know why he went through there. Anyway, the agents say they found 157 pounds of weed in the rented vehicle that was carrying Robinson and two other individuals. Robinson and fellow passenger Jaquan Tyreek Bray were charged with possession of marijuana with the intention to sell. Man, ESPN reported that Robinson, Bray, and a third person who was not identified were driving from Los Angeles to Louisiana in a rented SUV on Interstate 10 through a remote section of West Texas. When they passed a Border Patrol agent, with the drug sniffing dog, the dog detected the scent of marijuana. They could at least, I don't know what they was thinking, man. That's crazy. In the subsequent inspection, the agents found several large duffel bags containing vacuum sealed black bags containing what tested positive as marijuana, as well as glass jars and packaging equipment, along with $3,100 in cash. While the unidentified passenger was reportedly an Uber driver who also drove and ran errands for Robinson and his family and friends, and who showed agents. Who showed agents cell phone texts that showed Robinson had offered to pay the passenger to claim ownership of the marijuana, and that the text showed the passenger refused. That's why they didn't say his name. He's snitching. The passenger refused and would not have made the trip if aware of the drugs in the vehicle. He was not charged. That's probably why he wasn't charged, he told. In other news, Colorado cannabis dispensary sold over, 1.74 billion dollars in products in 2019. That is crazy. That now I see, actually it's not crazy, now I see why everybody jumping on them the bandwagon to get weed legalized in their states, because they see all the money that it's bringing in, and they could regulate some of it. It's still, you know, the street element of it, the black market, as they say. But the dispensary is where it's at. The cannabis industry is only going to get better and better. So I'm definitely going to invest in some stocks. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Flame Up with TY, episode 3. Appreciate all the listeners. Look out for my vlog of the weed tour bus. It's coming up soon. Check for it next week. Got a new episode next week as well. I'm just going to try to keep putting out more and more content for you guys. Thanks again for tuning in. Y'all know what to do. Flame up.